Well, folks, I covered last month, it was the day before Veterans Day, I covered the House debate, if you will. It wasn't really much of a debate. It had a lot of bipartisan support, 133-4, the final vote for the $1.2 billion supplemental budget. I'm Brian Helsworth, and joining me to talk about kind of the education angle on this for a few moments is the House Budget Committee Chairman Cody Smith of Carthage. Mr. Chairman, I appreciate your time. As we talked off the air, we have an affiliate in Quincy, and they have heard from some local superintendents in Northeast Missouri that wanted to know how much money was allocated for COVID relief, basically pandemic relief money for schools, and when that money would basically start flowing. So let's address those two questions here in our short time together. Essentially, there's two lines that deal with relief money to K-12 schools. One is $75.6 million, the other is $266,463. What can you tell us about what those two lines will do?
Sure, Brian. Yes, as you said, there were two line items. One of those was school nutrition services, and this is the allocation of federal grant funds that the state, the General Assembly, has appropriated to be administered through DESE, the Department of Elementary and Secondary Education, in the amount of $75.6 million to go to school nutrition services, that i.e. paying for meals in K-12 education. So this is a supplement, an additional federal fund that we are appropriating for that will go to help compensate schools for the cost of those meals.
In
the second piece...
Go ahead.
I'm sorry, the second piece is for the Missouri Healthy Schools Program, which is a program that exists in the state already today. This is, again, more federal grant money that is allocated to the state that we are appropriating for. This is to disseminate the COVID-19 guidance that comes down from the CDC so that we can help schools through the, you know, administer the guidance as it is issued by the CDC. So that is more federal grant money that we are appropriating there.
And really, in a nutshell, Mr. Chairman, those two very important. Again, one, the first one there for school nutrition programs. The second one, the Missouri Healthy Schools Program, $266,463. Again, all of this basically sounds like federal money.
That's absolutely correct.
Gotcha. And then the other final question, I'll give you the final word after that. A lot of the superintendents up in Northeast Missouri were asking our affiliate WGEM when the money would start flowing because they're obviously having tough times. It sounds to me, based on our conversation, Mr. Chairman, that it would take that money would start flowing once the governor signs the supplemental. Can you confirm that and essentially what that would mean?
Yes, that is the case. This supplemental budget bill passed through the Senate, and it's on its way to the governor's desk earlier this week. As soon as he signs the budget bill, we can start utilizing those resources to get out across the state for these expenses specifically.
In a nutshell, these are very important programs, to say the least.
Of course. We know that it's been a tremendous challenge to try to educate folks in the face of educate our children in the face of a pandemic. And so all these resources are sorely needed across the state. That's why we wanted to reconvene for the supplemental budget bill and get that passed as quickly as possible, get these resources out across the state to those who need it the most.
Mr. Chairman, I really appreciate your time, especially on a busy Friday. I know a lot of events going on, and you've got your budget issues you're also looking at all over the state. Is there anything you would like to add on this these questions from our affiliate? And I mean, I'm glad they asked these questions. These are important. Anything you'd like to add on it, feel free.
Of course. Just want to say that we're preparing for the next legislative session that will start in January. Lots of work to be done on the budget as it relates to not only pandemic, but our state's Medicaid program, state's education programs, et cetera. We are watching Washington, D.C. very closely to see if Congress sends us some more federal money that we can administer to help with the COVID-19 pandemic and provide relief across a variety of sectors, not only public education, but also healthcare and all points in between. And so we will be working on this continually starting now through the spring, and I expect that we'll see probably another round, if not two more rounds, of federal stimulus money be deployed between now and then.
Cody, anything you want to add? Feel free.
That's it for me.